Han leveled his DL-44 at the closest bug's head. Now hold it right there. They did not, of course. And Han put a blaster bolt through the first one's head the instant its shatter gun swung toward him. He burned another hole through the thorax of the second bug as it extended its weapon arm. Then Luke dropped down behind the group with his lightsaber blazing. The blade droned a couple of times, and two more Gorog fell. Then the stump around Han erupted into acrid-smelling bark shards as the surviving insects squeezed off their first shots. Han fired back. Luke's blade whined again, and the last two insects collapsed. Han stood, holding his blaster in both hands, and Luke lowered his blade and spun in a slow circle, examining each of the corpses. He had almost finished when he suddenly staggered, then abruptly shut down his lightsaber. Blast! What's wrong? Han started forward. I didn't hit you with a stray, did I? Luke turned with a scowl. I'm a little better than that, Han. He lifted his gore-slimed boot and scraped the sole across a Gorog mandible, then said, They're all dead. I was hoping to get some answers out of them. R2-D2 chirped something from the tree stump, then began to rock back and forth on his treads. What is it, R2? Luke asked.
He says you might be able to ask one of the six who are talking to the smugglers. They're on the way up now.
Yeah, but I don't think they're coming to talk to us, Han said. After a quick scan of the area to make sure there were no other Killick surprise parties, Han and Luke returned to their original hiding place. The six Gorog were clambering up the slope with their weapons drawn. The four Aqualish smugglers had broken out G9 power blasters and were kneeling on their hover sled, hiding behind the barrels of reactor fuel and aiming up the slope to cover the insects. The Nymoidian was fleeing toward the far side of the old building foundation. I've got the smugglers. Luke started toward the low end of the route. Take the Gorog, and remember, we need one alive. I want to find out what that reactor fuel is for. Luke moved along the route's length until it covered him only from the chest down. The hillside erupted into a river of blaster bolts and magnetically accelerated projectiles. Han fired back. His bolts either flew wide or crackled into nothingness before they reached their targets, but they gave the bug something to think about. Most of the shattergun pellets thumped harmlessly into the mud below them, and the few that didn't crackled past far overhead. The power blasters were another matter. Their bolts sizzled into the other side of the route with unnerving accuracy, filling the air with smoke and wood chips. Han sent a couple of bolts their way just to see if he could startle the Aqualish into putting their heads down. They didn't even flinch, and smoke began to drift through holes in Han and Luke's side of the route. Then Luke extended a hand toward the stump behind the smugglers, and the barrel they had already offloaded rose into the air and came crashing down into the middle of the hover sled. Several of the containers broke, spilling hundreds of gallons of coolant and dozens of meter-long gray rods. The Aqualish stopped firing and jumped off the sled, fleeing after the Nymoidian. The Gorog glanced over their shoulders, then began to drum their thoraxes in anger. Han thought for a moment that they would charge, but four of them simply fanned out across the slope to take up holding positions. The other two rushed back toward the hover sled. Are they crazy? Han gasped. 10 minutes with those rods in the open like that and they'll start glowing. Gorog doesn't care. It wants that fuel. Luke stepped back into full cover behind the root. If our tracking equipment still works,
run for your lives!
C-3PO came around the tree stump at a full clank, waving the electrobinoculars Han had passed him earlier.
We're doomed!
Doomed? Han stepped out to intercept the droid, then nearly lost his head as a shattergun pellet came hissing past his ear. He stepped back into the shelter of the root, pulling C-3PO after him.
What are you talking about?